How are we meant to admit sin in our prayers? What is the model for confession after having done something wrong? In Parshat Miketz, the brothers finally admit to themselves that they are guilty of wronging Yosef. Years earlier, the brothers had thrown Yosef into a pit and then sold him as a slave. But now we get more information about that story. The brothers say, "We saw the distress of his soul when he begged us, but we didn't listen." Genesis 42:21. Apparently, Yosef wasn't a silent sufferer when thrown into the pit. He begged his brothers to save him. The Midrash expands on this scene. Rabbi Levi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan bar She'ila, "Is it possible that Yosef was 17 years old, saw that his brothers were selling him into slavery, and was silent? Rather, this teaches that Yosef threw himself at the feet of each of the brothers so that they would be filled with mercy for him, but they weren't filled with mercy." Breishit Rabbah 91:8. Yosef did not go silently into slavery, but the brothers simply ignored Yosef's begging. Some Midrashim even described the brothers actively walking away from Yosef as he screamed and cried. The brothers sinned by selling Yosef into slavery, a capital crime according to Exodus 21:16. But that is not the part that haunts them years later. When they admit their guilt, they focus on the fact that they ignored Yosef's crying and begging, and that is the real sin. The brothers admit guilt in this moment quite succinctly. Aval ashemim anachnu. Aval, guilty are we concerning our brother, that we saw the distress of his soul when he begged us, but we didn't listen. Genesis 42:21. What is the meaning of aval in aval ashemim anachnu? Normally, we translate this word as however or but. In the Torah, though, the word only comes twice and means something slightly different, in truth. This is a moment of facing the truth for the brothers. They finally admit, after ignoring their actions for years, that they have done something wrong. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch sums up this moment. It is not possible to cover the voice of the conscience. One can cover coals with dirt, but after 50 years, the fire can still ignite from it. In truth, aval, all our justifications were lies and trickery. Shimshon Raphael Hirsch to Genesis 42:21. Facing the truth, no matter how deep we have buried it, is the first step to confession. So often we ignore the truth and never move to the stage of recognition or confession. How is the brothers' admission a model for our prayer life? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in Sefer Chassidim notes this scene as the archetype of our admission of sin in regular prayer. One should pray with a broken heart about one's sins and mention their transgressions, as it says in Genesis 42:21, "In truth, guilty are we." Sefer Chassidim number 41. This is not just a recommendation for general prayer, however. The brothers' statement serves as the basis of the core confession of our liturgy on Yom Kippur. In the Talmud Yoma 87b, Bar Hamduti reports the following about his teacher Shmuel. "I was standing before Shmuel on Yom Kippur and he was seated. When the prayer leader arrived at the phrase, 'In truth we have sinned, aval anachnu chatanu,' Shmuel stood up." We learn that this is the essence of confession. Although we confess our sins in multiple forms on Yom Kippur, the core confession is three simple words, aval anachnu chatanu. The story of the brothers admitting guilt clearly serves as the biblical intertext to this confession. In Yoma 87b, we read aval anachnu chatanu, and in Genesis 42:21, we read aval ashemim anachnu. The sin of Joseph's brothers is one of the core sins of the Jewish people recalled on Yom Kippur. In some Midrashim and poems about the 10 rabbinic martyrs of the 2nd century, recalled in Musaf of Yom Kippur, the reason why the rabbis were killed in such violent manner was because the 10 brothers of Joseph were never punished for their sin. If Yosef's brothers are the model of admitting sin, what does confession mean? Confession means dredging up sins long ago buried. Confession means beginning to take responsibility for one's actions. Confession means recognizing the ways in which people are pleading with us, but we refuse to listen to them. Ultimately, confession means recognizing the ugly truth, which we tend to ignore, and stating it out loud. Part of praying is facing the truth of who we are, owning that, and connecting to God around what we see in ourselves. When it comes to confession, the brothers serve as our behavioral and liturgical model. This is noted by Rabbeinu Bachya. In truth, guilty are we concerning our brother. This is the way of the righteous. When they sin, they confess the matter and accept the consequences of their actions. But the way of the wicked, when they sin, is to say, that was not a sin. Rabbeinu Bachya to Genesis 42:21. Ignoring the pleas of those crying before us, those whom we have wronged, is a core sin in our people's history. Indeed, it is our original collective sin. In our prayer life, we may seek to examine whom we have wronged, admit our sin, and work harder to listen to the cries of those we have harmed. Only then might we be able to move forward to a world of forgiveness and redemption. Shabbat Shalom.